You didn't say the line, bro.
Sorry.
Say it now. It's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are now listening to the Perpetual Comedy Podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast from.
The Bruce Buffer part.
Yeah.
That, due to Bruce Buffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
That one, the welcome. That, the one we just talked about. We texted. Did you forget?
Yeah.
All right. Well, just say it, buddy.
Welcome to WrestleMania. Yeah.
It's okay. Pretty good. Pretty good. All right.
You're all fired. We are going to be doing night
two. So probably the most boring match is going to be Brock Lesnar versus Omos.
Yeah, I wish that was Bobby Lashley, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm over that, though. That they went on too long with that. But I don't know. It's going to be stupid. Omos going to hit him around a little bit. Brock's going to have five of them. That match will last like 12 minutes tops.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be bad. I'm not a fan of it. But he doesn't want to, he didn't want to work with Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah.
Because Bray would probably win and Brock didn't want to take a loss. Yeah. But, okay. The Raw Women's Championship with Bianca Belair versus Asuka.
Oh, man.
I think BL's, BL. I think Bianca's going to retain.
I'm gonna have to go with that Warrior Princess with Asuka on this one.
You think she's gonna win?
I do. I did see Bianca at when I went to the last wrestling show I went to, but I'm gonna have to go with Asuka. I like her new look with her face paint and stuff like that.
I just don't see both belts changing to the women's, but I got you. I could see it could happen.
But I did hear a bunch of rumors that there are a bunch of surprises for WrestleMania this year.
Yeah, we'll see. It's what, 24 hours from today, the first one will be over.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. Edge versus Finn Balor.
Oh, man. The
demon. The demon.
And I heard that Gangrel might be a part of Edge's entrance somehow.
Well, he's in town.
So I think that would be cool if they had like Gangrel and Christian. But I think Christian.
Yeah, well, he's not going to be able to show up just because of his other AEW contract.
Well, I've heard that Vince owns AEW, so or rumors. So
I don't know about that.
So I don't really know. So. But that would be kind of cool to have the brood back together for that.
Yeah, I think Finn's going to win this, though.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to go with Edge. I'm even though I'm a Finn Balor fan, Prince Devin, or what do you want to call him in his independent days, I'm going to have to go with Edge for nostalgia reason.
Fair enough. But I heard they're going to push Finn, so that's what I think it'll happen. But, you know. We shall see what happens. Night two. I think night two is going to be a little more interesting than night one just because, I don't know, with the Roman, that match, but we'll talk about that later. Yeah. So what's up with the Liv Morgan, what's up with the women's tag on that? What is that?
There's a fatal four-way. Shotzi Blackheart, which I absolutely love.
Natalya, right?
Natalya.
And then Rousey with Shayna Baszler.
Yes, and Liv Morgan and Raquel Gonzalez, whatever you want to call her.
Yeah, it's Braun Strowman's girlfriend, right?
Yeah. Liv, I got to meet her and hold her hand and stuff at the wrestling event I went to last time. So I'm going to go with Liv and Raquel on this one.
Well, I think they're going to win, too. And the other one was Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green.
Oh, man. But I do love Shotzi, too, so.
All right. That match will probably be early.
Yeah.
Probably second, maybe. All right, so there's two matches left. The IC title, Gunther Drew McIntyre and Sheamus. I'm going to give you my perspective because I have a theory about what's going to happen, but you can go.
I want to hear your Austin theory on this one.
My theory?
Yeah.
Gunther's going to get pushed in the main event scene and Drew's going to win the IC title and Gunther's going to be in a world title match by next year.
Oh, yeah. Even I would have loved to watch Gunther and Brock.
Gunther is a fabulous wrestler for how big he is. He's incredible.
But every time I hear his name Gunther, I think his
chops are crazy, like Ric Flair chops.
Yeah. I think of every time I hear Gunther, I always think of that guy from Friends, the coffee shop guy.
You know, yeah, my wife watches Friends.
So, but I think they should have went back to Walter on that one.
Yeah, I heard Butch, whatever, though, he's going to go back to his Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne.
Yeah, it's good. But, this is off subject, but you said Friends. They have a Friends exhibit in, like, Philly. It's set up like the house or apartment.
Wow. Right? Oh, yeah. Speaking of Philly.
Experience, it's called. I think they got one in New York, too.
Speaking of Philly, we got to get you to the ECW arena. Stand by that wall.
Oh, the old, yeah.
Yeah, as Jake Thomas or...
We're walking around in a mullet.
Yeah, because I see a lot of wrestlers and stuff do that. So
it's wrestlers, first of all.
That would be my ultimate dream to see you by that wall.
You get a pass. So who do you think's going to win that match?
Here's a curveball.
Now, what's your theory?
I think since Sheamus has never held the IC title.
Oh, that's true.
I think that they might give it to him and make Gunther a main eventer.
Okay, it's true.
Because I do like Imperium, even though I can't stand them on the TV. Because they're Sacred Ritual Ring or whatever the hell it's called. But I do think Marcel, Gunther, and Giovanni, I think his name is. I think they have a good look for a faction. I'm not too keen on Marcel with Tiffany Stratton from NXT right now, but
I'm so not in touch with the NXT. Like I don't even watch that. I like a lot of the names I don't even know, to be honest.
Oh yeah, like this weekend in LA, there's a bunch of stuff going on, like Effie's Big Gay Brunch. Effie's Big Gay Brunch. It's a wrestling event held by Game Changer Wrestling, where you can see like people like Effie, Dark Sheiky, Kid Bandit, Sawyer, what the hell was her name? Sawyer, shit. I got my Twitter up here. I at Plistrong 315 if you guys want to underscore 315 if you guys want to check it out. Where's the thingy-mabobber? Fred Rosser as aka Darren Young from WWE, Sawyer Wreck, Ali Kosh. You get to see Paulo Del Mar and NWA. Personality, and it's gonna be a good event. So if you're in the Los Angeles area tomorrow and you want to go see some great LGBTQ, whatever they call themselves now, wrestling, go check them out.
All right, I didn't even know that was going on. Okay, so yeah, that makes sense actually. If Sheamus has never had, that would make him a Grand Slam champion though.
Oh yeah.
All right. Yeah, I guess I could see that. Okay. Maybe Drew won't win. Maybe. Yeah, I could see that. I'm going to stick with mine, though, just to. I already did it.
Yeah, a couple bro kicks, and you should be good.
So, the main event of WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. I had to do a dramatic voice. I had to do it. Ta-da.
When Cody Rhodes came back last year's WrestleMania, I was so high off that. Well, not drug wise, but
I get what you're saying, buddy.
So excited that I went outside to take trash out and I had a fight with a lawnmower cart and broke my teeth.
So, oh, that's when it happened. Holy crap!
That was a fun night one of WrestleMania. That was a fun night. So Cody Rhodes, you owe me some money, buddy.
So yeah, there's a lot of things that could happen here.
Oh yeah, with like Solo, what the hell did you call him? Soka or what the hell his name is, and the Usos
and Paul Cody's Hammond. By himself, like
yeah. But Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens might get involved in that match if the Usos and all of them get involved.
Yeah, they probably will actually. Now that they got, yeah, that could happen. Cody or KO and Sami come out, and it's finally Roman got no more backup.
But I think either.
Not to cut you. What were you going to say? Sorry.
Either at in the last night of WrestleMania or at WrestleMania Backlash, if that's the next pay per view after this, I think Roman Reigns might take to Sunday, but at WrestleMania Backlash, I think Cody's going to fulfill the posture. Yeah. finish the story and become the first Rhodes to win a world title.
Yeah, I heard a thing where they said Jay might walk out on him or something.
Oh, yeah, or night two, I'm really hoping that Cody takes this. And then
I would love if he came out to his dad's music.
Oh, yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, but I think you are right as well. I think the belt's going to change.
Yeah.
Because I think they're setting up for Rock and Roman.
Oh, yeah, and there's...
in Philadelphia next year.
Oh yeah, tomorrow is going to be like with WrestleMania Night 1, and you got NXT Stand and Deliver, and on April 7th, you got NWA 312 or something like that with a bunch of friends of mine, Natalia Markova, Mark Curio, a.k.a. Brian Idol, Paulo Del Mar, Thrillbilly, and you got a bunch of – so they're going to tear the house down on either April 6th or April 7th in Chicago. So.
Oh, okay. Very cool. But, yeah, I guess I'm in agreement with that with Cody.
And I'm kind of pissed at Elon Musk right now and Twitter that they permanently suspended Xenia did that on YouTube.
Is that your dog? Kinda,
yeah, he's... I don't know what he's barking at. He's
snoring loud as hell. That's funny.
No, actually, he's barking. I think he wants to go back outside or something.
You're good, but yeah, I think that's going to conclude it. What happens if Cody wins and then Roman's just sitting there in the ring?
Yeah.
You know, well, defeated, and all of a sudden you hear the Rock's music.
I don't know... how long did Bruno San Martino hold that title for?
Like, it was a long time. I don't know if that's ever being beaten. I'll have to look that up when we're done.
Here, let me Google it real quick. Bruno San Martino. Yeah, my dog's 2,803 days. So, yeah. Roman Reigns, you got quite a few.
He's not going to beat that.
Yeah.
But
I want to give a bunch of shout outs to my friend Paul Fontaine on Welcome to the Shiz Show, SHIZ. They're another wrestling podcast with Vader from Wish and NWO Machine. They blow the house down on every episode with stories from the past and their predictions on wrestling and stuff like that. So I want to give them a big shout out. I want to give Mark's Man Mask on Facebook, or Mark's Wrestling Mask on Facebook. Go check him out. He makes awesome wrestling masks. If you got a face for radio and you need it covered, check him out.
All right, thank you for that.
And when's Perpetual Comedy coming back to Twitter?
I have no idea. I never really used it, honestly.
Because Twitter needs Jake Thomas and your comedy, and when are you gonna start making videos again?
Yeah, I know, my computer, and it's just, you know, getting married 50 days, man. It's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for that because you deserve all the happiness in the world, brother.
I really appreciate that, man. Thank you. That was a really nice thing to say.
And you got
Likewise,
TikTok.
you do too. You're a really good guy. What's that?
You do TikTok still, right? Or
Yeah, yeah.
they banned it?
I'll probably do a couple tonight.
Or did they ban it?
No, they didn't ban it. Sometimes they'll some of my commentary on reaction videos, they'll
Yeah.
try to ban it, but it'll be the actual video saying something that's inappropriate, me just reacting to it. So
Yeah, because I
you
know
kind
the
of
U.S.
played
was
it.
trying to.
Yeah, I just say I disagree. And sometimes from I would say 80% of the time they let it come back on. So
No, I mean, U.S. It's in legislation now that they're
Oh
trying to
yeah, I heard about
ban
all
TikTok.
that. Yeah. Well, until they, I'll keep doing it until they shut it
And
down.
I'm actually gonna make another TikTok tonight, so I believe it'll be at Plistrong underscore 315 if you guys want to.
Give me a follow, buddy.
I will.
And
And I'll be promoting this podcast on there and
yeah, for sure. What are you just gonna watch at your house? You gonna get food or anything? Anything? I might get some pizza and wings.
my answer I think that if they go on date night I might watch it downstairs on the big TV like last year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might watch it downstairs too.
Do
I think we have Peacock downstairs. I could, yeah.
you
So,
have any wrestling crushes even though you're getting married pretty
when I was young,
soon?
who was it? I used to like Lita when I was young. I
Oh yeah.
definitely did. And everyone loved Sable. That wasn't Brock married to her?
Oh, he is married to her. They have a
Okay,
couple
yeah, I
kids.
thought he was.
She was married to Mark Marrow. He's an awesome guy, motivational speaker.
Okay.
He's
So who
yeah.
is your Mr. What's
Oh
your
man,
favorite?
I have so many. I
I
have
bet you do, buddy.
Xenia
You
did
do.
that. Talia Markova. Tito Santana's daughter, Jennifer Haas, I think her name is.
You should just start a stable and you'll be like Val Venus.
Oh yeah, PMS 2.0.
Jesus.
And I do gotta give my friend WCW legend who might listen to this podcast, the Maestro. I want to get him in the Hall of Fame in 2024 because he's had some excellent moments in WCW, and I want to see him get recognized for that, and maybe have a figure or
Yeah,
something.
next year is the 40th anniversary.
Oh yeah,
And
where we might see Jake Thomas versus The Rock.
yeah, that would be the best main event ever.
And have Donald Trump as your
Special
manager.
guest referee.
If he's not behind bars.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna touch that one. But yeah, next tickets go on sale a week from this weekend, a week from
Yeah.
WrestleMania. Yeah, after the wedding, I'm gonna inquire and see how much they are, and we're gonna try to go.
Yeah, because it's in Philly, right?
Yeah, it's at the Eagles football stadium, Lincoln
Wow.
Financial Field.
We definitely got to work on you getting that ECW picture, though.
Yeah, I should go there one of these days. Is
Because
that building still in use?
I don't know. I've seen people take pictures near that mural all the time, wrestlers. So I think if you just walk in and go to that wall, I think you should have no problem.
Fair enough.
And you never know, you might get to see meet some famous wrestlers and promote the channel a
Yeah. Now we miss doing the stuff with the computer and everything, but that's why I still get engaged with the TikToks and stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was so funny. I
Yeah,
was
cool.
watching one of your TikToks and Nick's laugh at what was it, James Beaver or something like that.
Oh, it's a Netflix show. It's called Sexy Beasts, and so they're dressed up in like professional costumes, and you don't know what the other person looks like, but you just go off of talking and how your chemistry is, and at the end you reveal yourself. But it's a little ridiculous on a date when there's a guy in a beaver costume, and Nick just it had him. He was dying laughing.
Oh,
His
man.
laugh is hysterical.
And he does do some pretty good impressions too. So if you guys have TikTok, YouTube, go check out
Perpetual. Yeah, we did Comedy. A podcast of his impressions, and he's also Bentley and Leatherface on our videos.
And I want to give a shout out to the person I met on his birthday. Was it last year or the year before? Mick Foley, who it was great to see him tonight doing the Stacey Keibler induction.
And did you know he went to high school with Kevin James?
Oh yeah, yeah. He talked about it. And
they wrestled with each other. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was just so cool, and I think WWE should start use him on WWE television again or something.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with him.
And maybe even have I was thinking about this Rock and Sock connection 2.0 with Noelle Foley and The Rock's daughter there, Ava Rain, I think her name is now. On NXT.
Right.
Yeah. And there's just a whole bunch of like ideas that I have, like the Russian bombshells, Xenia, the Russian Diamond Xenia did that from YouTube, and have Lana and have Natalia Markova, and I don't know why I have all these freaking ideas up in my freaking head.
Did you want to be a GM in wrestling?
Oh yeah, I would definitely like have like indie stars who should be in WWE.
That'd be a good idea for a game, like run a wrestling promotion.
Oh yeah,
that would be pretty cool.
There's people like Hotshot Danny Duggan, who just need the recognition and to get over in the wrestling business.
Yeah, but I guess that about does it. It's almost 1 o'clock,
and I would definitely sign Jake Thomas to a deal.
Hey, elbow buddy, drop. You put that money on the table. things start moving. They do. You know, it's right. The ball's in your court. You just gotta take a shot on Jake Thomas.
Oh yeah, definitely. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I'm gonna say Dwayne The Rock Johnson's a pussy for not accepting your challenge.
I'm not gonna say that, but I what I will tell you is I know when a man's scared. And that man is scared. when you stop doing Fast and Furious movies, you know you got a problem, because there's like a million of them, like too many. Like there shouldn't have ever, like there's a lot of those movies. Is basically what I'm saying. Too many.
And we are sponsored by a Trumanel app, Refuse Films. They have My Bloody Banjo, which is out now on Trumanel app. You can watch it on Tubi.
My Bloody Banjo. That sounds like a heavy metal band.
And there's Eating Miss Campbell, which I will hook you up with a couple links later so you can check them out with your fiance. Because they're good movies for independent movies.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, the owner of Refuse Films sent me like two links that I watched them, and I thought they were pretty good. Horror and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. But, all right, I will...
And go check out Mark's Wrestling Mask on Facebook if you need your wrestling mask.
Well, thank you guys for listening to the Night 2 WrestleMania little podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Do a doubleheader tonight. We did one earlier. Now we're finishing our last one. But
and now I'm going to promote him on Twitter and...
I always appreciate that. And everyone, stay safe and enjoy WrestleMania. And Mr. JRP, buddy, you have a good night. And everyone, thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow JRP. And don't forget to follow us on all social media, Perpetual Comedy. And y'all have a good evening.
Oh, bye. Yeah.
Peace.
Peace in the